program. Welcome to Come On.
It's still good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Co-host G, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down Rocky IV and Rocky IV, Rocky vs. Drago. It's got montages. It's got Stallone. It's got Lundgren. Rippist. Thank you. Thank you. My eyes are not getting better, guys.
Yeah.
Rippist.
You're the only one on this chat right now that does not have glasses on, by the way, just so you know.
It's my eyes aren't bad. Like I have started wearing glasses for video games.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not, oh my God. It's so bad. I was trying to read some, like, you know, fuck people put text in video games in 2023. Pay a voice actor to talk to me.
I'm sure there's a voice to text thing you can download on there for like the accessible options if you really want to put it on there.
It's bad. But my eyes have, like, I'm still doing the adjustment, so it's just real blurry when I try and read now.
Yeah.
But this movie also has the late, great Carl Weathers. What else do you need?
In a world where if I can change and you can change, one man will show that world that everybody can change. Starring Rambo as Rocky and He-Man as Russia. Watch as the free market punches the hell out of the Confederation in Robot Box.
But before we get to the movie, let's see if Rocky IV was a knockout at the box office.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
Show me the money. Yes. They Rocky made 1,000 others.
Yeah,
1,000.
Didn't stop. Yeah. I think after Rocky...
three Creeds and two... they've made 5 other movies.
I think after Rocky III, they realized, this is going to work. We're not stopping. Right? Like,
that's when they realized after
three. Because obviously, if you look at the top, they knew Rocky I was a hit.
Rocky II, they changed the formula with Rocky III a little
Rocky
bit.
Rocky II was a little bit of a retread, but still did well. So they're like, let's try something a little different. They brought in Mr. T. It was a slam. And they're like,
Mr. T's
okay.
So good in that movie, by the way.
Yeah, yes. So great. So they were like, let's do the America versus Russia. And they're like, you know what? We could do no wrong. Let's just keep doing stuff. I mean, this is really the one that like was like, I think three was really the one that set them off. But there's no way they didn't throw everything money-wise at this for a Rocky movie. But that being said, there's not a lot of effects. I imagine it was still pretty.
They fly to Russia. They get all those Russian people in there.
You got sure that can't be done on a sound stage.
Right. Anyone had to be paid fat American cash.
I think these are good money. Like, they don't cost a lot. Yeah, look at this numbers that Rob. He's going for you with E.
I know. Yeah. I know. Rob's such a
let Rob say them. Right, let Rob right. say them.
Yeah. Your choices job. Are.
I don't like it.
For the budget, A, $14 million. B, $28 million. C, $42 million. D, $70 million. Or E, $140 million.
This is the fourth movie. Budgets really explode by this point.
What year was this again?
1985.
1985. I mean, they spent $140 million in 1985 dollars.
I'm feeling, I think this is a little bit of a hornswoggle here. I think it's B at 28. I'm going to go first on this one. I think 28 is a reasonably high budget for 85 for a boxing movie, even Rocky caliber.
The 70 seems still a little high for 85, but 42. That's right in the sweet zone. I'm going to say it's C, $42 million.
No, Ryan is correct. It is B,
$20 million.
Yeah. I should have spent a little more money.
Yeah? So you're saying you don't enjoy it. You're giving it the B already? Is that why you say
that? No, I'm going to wait to watch it. But, you know, it's on thin ice already. Thin ice.
Man, there's not a chance Reagan's giving this movie a B, America.
No.
I'm telling you right now. He's not a Russian spy. Watch out. We're going to lose all those Russian bots on Instagram following us if I keep this up.
Yeah, I know, man. Don't mess with our fan base, the Russian bots. We're big all in right. St. Petersburg.
They released this late October, late November, 85.
Yeah. Is what you want for
Quite
Thanksgiving.
A bit of competition. Quite a bit of competition that I've never heard of.
Okay. All right.
So we have King Solomon's Mines coming out that week.
Yeah, I have heard of that.
Yeah.
Have I seen it? No. But
I've heard of it. I don't think I must not be good.
I don't know. The poster looks like a Indiana Jones rip, but it's rip off. The hero is Alan Quartermain, so it's that story. It looks very Indiana Jones from the poster. The star is Richard Chamberlain, I believe. Oh, and Sharon Stone's in this part.
Okay. Coming to us season 5.
Yeah. Other than that, we've got One Magic Christmas.
No.
Don't even know who that is.
Yeah. It's a Disney film, but couldn't tell you a soul that was in it. All right, let's see. We also got, coming out that weekend, we've got Star Chaser, The Legend of Orin, animated. We've got Bad Medicine with Steve Guttenberg.
Okay, I do kind of remember that.
I don't remember that. This is after Police Academy, so like Goot's exploding on America.
Yeah. Goot all over the place.
Yeah. You're
dripping with Goot.
He's getting Goot in your face.
Right. You're like, get me a towel. I got to get this Goot off of me.
Get ready for the Goot.
Let's see. That's the movies all releasing the same weekend as Rocky
IV. Yeah, but there's something big hanging around in 85.
Kicking around, we've got Jagged Edge in its eighth week.
Okay.
We've got Once Bitten in its
second.
Yeah, I remember Once Bitten. Vampire.
Jim Carrey. Is that Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey, like his first lead role, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, vampire's trying to bite his dick or whatever. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, what was the one before?
What?
Did you say The Cutting Edge?
Before that was Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge. I don't know Jagged Edge
as well. Jeff Bridges.
It's a prequel to The Cutting Edge.
Friend Close.
Oh, is it? No, it's very different people in it, but okay.
It's a prequel. It's all their families before the hockey entry.
All right.
And let's see. Other than that, you've got Back to the Future kicking around in its 22nd week.
Okay. It did. It still beat all that.
Yeah, I'm going to say Rocky IV won, definitely.
Yeah. Once Bitten, too. I don't know. That Jagged Edge might have gotten some press.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Jagged Edge.
It's got, bigger names in it, so.
Okay. Rocky won, and I'm going to say it made $155 million.
I was going to say, I bet that last budget Rob put in there is that's going to be
I was originally going close to it. I was like, I blew that away.
I'm going to go bigger. You said, what, 155? I'm going to go, because I think this did big overseas. I'm going to say this made $193 million.
You are both correct. Rocky IV did win the week.
Okay. Now, however, waiting
for that. However, you're both a little low.
Oh. It's like a $400 million jobber or something.
I like being low.
$300 million. Yeah. It made 172 of that overseas.
Yeah, that's what I said. I just said the overseas number.
Oh, yeah. You just said overseas. Yeah.
You want the U.S. number two. 300 is where I would have gone.
All right.
Either way, Ryan was closer.
He can have it. I'm just happy. I guess they did make a sequel pretty close. What was Rocky? When did Rocky V come out? 90?
Yeah, I was going to say that wasn't that close. That's like 5 years later. It was right
around.
You
had to get the story just right. And then, nailed it.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go to a quick little break. We'll come down and we'll start round one right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing.
You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help.
Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe.
I must break you.
All right, we're back from that break. Round one, Rocky IV. Here we go.
Yeah.
Now, we all watched, for those of us who have watched more than one version of this movie, our first run was all through the original release.
That's the way I
do. Super 80s soundtrack all over this movie.
The soundtrack didn't change too much. Yeah, but then
it's toned down.
Little, but not much. You still had all the same songs. It was just they took them cut them in a little bit of a different fashion. But yes, the 80s soundtrack and the Cold War message being beaten over your head, even in the lyrics of the songs, was something else. But yes, it was
right. They're coming for us. They're trying to take all our sports from us.
Yeah.
That's how they're gonna win this war. Apollo is very upset about it.
What I had forgotten watching these movies and both versions of this movie, but just this movie in general, how much clip they take from old
Rocky
franchise III? Rocky III, but also Rocky I, Rocky II, because when he's doing his I want to have sex with my car montage later on when he's angry after fighting with, Adrian.
In the South Park? Yeah. Yeah. He fights with Adrian. He drives his car around.
And they're showing
a 5 minute montage of every Rocky movie.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, how much there was probably in this both productions, both versions of the film, 20 minutes of film that was from the previous minute, especially the director's cut. They really, the opening of the director's cut was so much more of the, you know, Mr. T fight than the first one. I wanted to say Bagger Vance, but that's not right. That's a toss.
Keep my name out your fucking mouth.
It'll come to me in a second.
The Bagger Vance.
Yeah. Clubber Lane. I don't know why I wanted to say Bagger Vance, but that's what was like popping into the front of my skull there for a second.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Apollo Creed was in a golf.
I could see the jump.
It went that way. But they really stretched it out and showed that. They only showed a little bit of that. But again, I just forgot how much was like a clip show. It's almost like Riker has a metal thing over his head with spikes going in, and he's got to kill some disease.
That's terrible.
It was just on yesterday. That's why I saw it.
Not matter of perspective.
No, let's not go down the road. We're going to get in trouble.
We're out of that thing. The other thing we had to keep short. This we can just play in Star Trek land forever.
No! It is wrong. It's wrong!
I just wanted to mention another clip show because it kind of felt clip showy on both versions. Although I think
the director's cut, I think, does it a lot better.
It's so good in the director's cut.
I'm gonna have just feels a little more serious.
Absolutely, because again, really it gets rid of all the. I mean, if you want to go back to the opening, so we've got the opening where you're seeing the end of Rocky III in both versions of the film, and then kind of it cuts to the. At least in the original theatrical, correct me if I'm wrong, because that's the one you watch, it kind of cuts to their good life. You don't even get introduced to Drago right away yet. You see Rocky and you get the robot with, birthday cake.
Did Polly fuck that robot at one point?
I am programmed in multiple techniques.
That's what they were alluding to, is that he was into it. Now, you guys probably did some trivia, deep dive and stuff and saw that.
I didn't get a chance.
Okay, well, there's a theory out there, maybe, or maybe it's fact that Sylvester Stallone had a similar type robot in his house because I'm one of his children is autistic. Is this internet crap or is this real?
No, I think I've heard that he had something.
That he had something like that, and it was like a therapy he was doing, so it was like something he was familiar with, and he wanted to put the robot in, but. I read it and I'm like, I don't, it sounds a little bit, because I think if he wanted the robot in, he's not going to have this like joke relationship with like Polly wanting to bang it.
He doesn't like it at first, but then he loves it.
He wanted some comic relief, right?
Yeah, it was definitely comic relief, which I don't think the movie needs. And I'm glad it wasn't in the director's cut.
I like that the director's cut's like, get that robot shit out of here.
And let's be honest, most of the director's cut was just reassembling the clips. Clip show parts and
getting Polly out of the movie.
They left some minimal Polly. They still have him fall down the snow.
He has
after
a
the training.
Lot more.
He still goes off in the Russian
handler.
Yeah, I want to say like posse or whatever. He still goes off at him at the table. He's still a corner man. There's still a few. He gets mad because there's no sparring partners or whatever. Like there's still Polly, but.
Yeah, he's still there whenever there wasn't the robot, right?
Right. Yeah. It just basically, it's all the comic relief scene. Well, I guess him falling in the snow is still a slight comic relief, but like they don't even really dwell on it. It's just for you, the audience at home, to be like, what an idiot, right? Like falling in the snow, but no, that's it.
Well, so you should ask where he's going and what they're going to. They can't give Polly a TV. Rock doesn't have to be.
Right. They gave him exactly what he asked for, Egan.
You're going to be watching Russian TV in 1985. I don't know what's on that.
Miami Vice is number one new show.
Do they have a version of Friends?
Before going back and rewatching either version, in my memory, the Russians had screwed him and not given him what he wanted. And that's why he had to work out with all the stuff. And that's not the way to he asked for that.
No, he asked for rocks and shit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I retconned it that way.
That's the way I did. Right. I was like, oh, the Russians treated him unfairly, and he had overcome that. Why they were like doing the.
So if Rocky asked, could he have trained in the fancy steroid center?
Yes, I think so. I think they would have given it to him, or at least a real boxing gym. But I totally misremembered that and recreated in my mind that
the director's cut. They say they're not supplying the sparring partners, like to.
Well, that's right. He could have asked for that, I guess, but he said the guy was very clear to be like, "Nine, I gave you everything you asked for, right?" And then Rocky's very quick to say, "I don't need sparring partners. I've done it all, or whatever." Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah, like,
won't you?
Yeah, you're right. Like that's very quick. He's like, "I want to hang off the rafters. I want to, lift my friends in oxen carts or whatever." Okay.
All right. Real quick. So he said. This fight with Adrian, he's been in Russia for like a week or so training?
I think it's longer than that. I think it's months. I think they really, because it's like.
You think he's been there for months training?
Well, first off, let me ask you a question. Where does Rocky live now? He's not Philadelphia.
He's Philadelphia still.
It was like warm when he left. So it's like September.
He's at the statue throwing his helmet at it, right?
But that was a clip show piece. That wasn't current.
Oh, all right.
I was wondering if he moved to L.A. or something.
He might be in L.A. trying to do a movie.
Because they show Apollo in a pool, but it doesn't. Apollo and Rocky don't have to live in the same place.
There's no way Apollo. No, but they see each other a lot, don't they?
I don't know. In the real version,
he's training him and shit all the time.
Yeah, so
They're running on a beach. You're not doing that
anymore. I'm thinking they moved to L.A. or something. LA. On set. I don't remember. I just didn't remember if there was anything in 2 or 3 where they ended up moving.
I think Rocky's doing like commercials, but he's punchy.
Yeah.
So he can't do the commercials well in 2, and he has to keep fighting.
Then the timeline's better, because I was like, he left in like warm. Like, it was like late September at best. That fight's on Christmas Eve for some reason, which also is never explained very well. Why
Christmas Day,
right? Like, why that had to be the
that's
day.
That's not the fucked up thing.
Yeah.
Adrian comes out to see Rocky on Christmas Day. Doesn't bring the sun.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't
they left him
bring with, the sun.
Left him with their friend sitting on a bed, be like,
on you Christmas. Know, like, and then that shit's going to fuck him up.
No, it's not, because he's like, I want to say he should be in bed right now, but if I can change it, you can change.
This speech ends communism?
Yeah, he solved the Cold War. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Rocky solved the Cold War, right?
Oh, my God. The wall
this
came
documentary.
Down. It's just nuts. Just nuts.
I know, Rocky's really punchy. You know, I'm gonna punch you. Only when he wants to be. He's faking us out the whole fucking time. Was the eulogy at Apollo's funeral?
Oh, he loves him. Yeah.
Right. In the director's cut, he's like crying and shit.
Yes,
he's not in the regular cut, right? The director's cut, and the other corner guy gives a speech first.
Yes. Yeah. They amped up the funeral more. Better. I liked it better.
So much better.
It really.
Stallone crying that he lost his best friend.
Well, not only that, because then it explains better him talking to Adrian later, because Adrian, you know, by the way, is a saint, because he's like, you know what, whatever, you want to leave and go away for a long time and miss Christmas. I like it, but cool, right? Like, you know, like leave your kid. Mm-hmm.
Did
but,
you see their anniversary cake?
Yeah, with the that's not in the director's cut.
That was in the regular one?
One
of them, the fucking cake's a boxing ring. Like, go fuck yourself, Rocky. Right. Like, get her a real cake, man.
I'm saying by removing that, showing the more tears and everything, and then having the much better extended scene where it was more clips. And you can make your argument that you don't need more clip shows. But the fact that the first one, they're more wanting me to know that he has a Lamborghini and that Drago is sweaty than to know that he's upset by Apollo's death. And they fixed that in the director's cut. In the director's cut, it still got some, like, you know, Drago's chest. It's still got a picture of the bumper of the car with the Lamborghini on it, the lights and the tires, for whatever reason. But they spread it so much and made it longer, which I'm not usually asking for longer stuff. But you can actually see that it's more of a mental crisis that Rocky's going through. This isn't like something he has to do to prove honor for the country or whatever. It's like he knows he can't rest and move on with his life unless he avenges Apollo's death. And you get that so much clearer in the director's cut. It you know, in my opinion, this one. It was the other one, they're still trying to throw campy stuff in, like, here's your cake a week early, and it's really because, like you said, it's a boxing ring, screw you, and I'm leaving, right? Like, and all that.
It's the shittiest cake. I was like, oh my God, that's like if I got my wife for her birthday a fucking Xbox cake and was like, here you go, it's Xbox.
Was that before? That was right after Polly's cake, right? That's before Apollo dies. The cake.
Yeah. It's before.
So it's not that bad. In my mind, I was like,
it's after. For like an anniversary or something. Right. That's what's bad
early.
About it.
Right. He just wanted to save. He wanted a 2-for-1 at the bakery. That's the only reason he got that early.
But I'm saying it's boxing themed, which annoys me. Adrian's not a boxer. She's a boxing widow.
No, the only thing the wives do at the boxing ring is ask him to stop the fight and look worried. And Adrian also told him, you can't win. She had no faith that he was...
You're not going to win this fight. But you know you can't tell Rocky that shit. He's immediately going to fight that guy.
Right.
You know, Rocky's the ultimate, you won't do this. And he'll immediately go do it. You won't chase chickens.
He'll climb a mountain and scream your name. He's like, I got to get something like... I can't keep using this clip of the stairs anymore in Philly. I got to get something taller.
Yeah.
And it's got to
be something better. It's got to be cold. I got to run
probably like, I got to do a cliffhanging movie after this at some point. Like, this is
very... 10 years, I'm going to be climbing a mountain.
I got the taste now. Drago!
But, all right, let's get back to the first fight, because we haven't talked about Apollo.
We've jumped all around. Yeah.
We haven't talked about this first fight with James Brown, the music. It's so good in both cuts.
Yeah, both cuts, they kind of, but I like what they did in the director's cut. And Rob, that basically was, they just showed him under the floor in the stage a little longer and more crowd shots in it, like more from Drago's point of view in the beginning. But other than that, it's very similar.
Same thing. Yeah.
But I mean, that's
how many more lines does Drago have in the director's cut?
No, they've actually cut some of his lines.
Yeah,
like, he only had like two lines.
I mean, okay, not so much his lines, but they cut some of the scenes that were more campy Russian scenes. They still have they expanded the steroids and actually, they might not expand it. It might have been the same where he's running around and he's running around hitting the speed bag. He's
what is
sparring.
That side punch? On the, you're never going to throw that guy. I know, but in a boxing match, it's Robo Jocks all over again.
Yeah.
Why are you training for shit you're never going to do? You're never going to be running full speed and throw a half-ass punch to the side. Like, you're not running. Although, wait, in these boxing matches, you might be. Never mind.
This is not real boxing. Every time I see a Rocky boxing match.
Fights, by the way. I love them all.
No one ever puts a glove in front of their face. Like, they just don't do it. It's
blocking?
Like, so rare. Yeah, that's for the weak. But to answer your question, Rob, earlier, it's like they don't really take out Drago's lines. It's some of the others. Like, when the guy's in front of the punching machine and it's showing, like, how hard he can punch, that was, like, shortened up a little bit. There was less, they didn't have the other guy come in and take a punch first. They just said, oh, he can hit 2,000 pounds. Like, it was much quicker, but you got the same message from it.
Do you think that machine is rigged? Like a propaganda?
No,
he's not really hitting that hard?
No, I think he was hitting that
hard. He's hitting, like, twice as hard as another human.
I'm just saying they wanted to say
Russian propaganda, USA number one.
I want to say it was just for the roids they were saying he was taking, or you assume roids. They never come out and say steroids. They just show shots. That could be like B12. He could be completely
all right, Rafael innocent. Palmeiro, calm down. You're not
getting that. No.
Don't take your finger, man.
I'm just saying.
He put the cream in the clear on.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see anything.
I want to see what his head looked like 6 months before this match.
Obviously, they want you to think the Russians are cheating, but they do this whole they're working out. And all the other stuff is approved training. They just have technology working. Like, they wanted to show the difference. And then they just have the needles. And I think they put the needles in a couple more times in the director's cut to show more like roids than in the first one.
You love the roids. Right. They're so good.
They had to for the propaganda to make it seem like they were cheating, but it wasn't. Most of it, in essence, wasn't. If they had cut out the needles, there was no cheating by the Russians at all that we saw, right? Like, they just trained hard.
They just had technology. Yeah, right, they trained hard. The Russians actually don't do anything bad, but I will say, the Russian Olympic Committee is famous for cheating. Just go throw it out there.
Oh. I believe that they're doing the same stuff now that they were accused of doing in Iraq.
If you picked one country who has a nationwide blanket program for steroids and cheating.
Right. I mean, that was – so they want to say they're cheating, which time has told that they do, right? Like, but the other stuff, like, they wanted to make the people seem as, like, miserable in Russia as possible, like, from the guards and their uniform, like, just getting snowed on. And, like, they really did it. But then the whole, like, oh, the crowd's cheering for Rocky. Oh, my God. What is it? Like, they're so repressed. They've been waiting for this American champion to come in to
grind. He cures communism.
Oh, so the
it's going to fall in a few years because of this Rocky movie that comes out.
The one-sided Cold War solving of this was, you're not going to solve the Cold War in an hour and a half. So
if it just takes two guys killing themselves in the ring, so $20 million.
Fuck that speech was something, man.
More shit.
Yeah. Like,
more of the funeral speech where he's crying about his dead best friend.
That's better. Yeah.
Did they change the fight at all in the first fight in the director's cut? Because when I'm watching the theatrical cut, Apollo's death is Rocky's fault.
Because he doesn't throw
him out. Director's cut. In the theatrical version, you see him, like,
trying to throw the towel.
No, don't do it. No, right. As he's being, like, murdered in the face with punches. Also, Apollo, stop worrying about that shit and block your face for 2 seconds.
You can't block a Rocky movie.
Roll your goddamn hands up.
Stop watching that.
What Rocky's doing in the corner.
They would have called that fight a billion times.
They still had the bloody towel fall to the ground. But they didn't have him pausing to throw it in. They took that
in the director's cut. He doesn't even have time to throw it in.
Yeah, right, right. It's
apologize that quick. And he has it in his hand, and it's just boom, he's out.
Right.
So, because in the theatrical cut, Rocky kills Apollo.
Yeah.
But Apollo does tell him, if you throw in the towel, you're not my friend.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Hey, guess what?
It's my friend.
Yeah. I'd rather. I'm still your friend, and I still want you to be alive.
Right.
Yeah,
I think they put a little bit more length in the fight, just the regular fight, too. It looked like, and I didn't watch them exactly back-to-back, Apollo was getting a lot more hits, ineffective hits, but I think he got more hits in on Drago before Drago started pummeling him.
If you make Drago bleed a little bit, you can just pound on him for 10 rounds.
Right? Yeah. Like,
he's not a machine!
Also, those round lengths really vary in Rocky movies. Some of those rounds can go on for 7-8 minutes.
A whole round sometimes.
Slow it down. It's like bullets.
I think that was the only difference in the fight. More cutaways to the wives too. Actually, a lot more worried faces.
Apollo's wife, man.
Yeah, and
she
the directors
get to her husband in any version. Can't get to her dying husband in the ring. He has to die in Rocky's arms. The wife is screaming, trying to get to the ring.
What a terrible medical staff that was, and security staff that was, by the way, that like they got hounded like that. And that was in Vegas. That wasn't like a backyard brawl somewhere. Like there.
Well, the fact that many reporters can get into the ring before a medic,
and they're not concerned that he's dying there, right?
Well, that's gonna fuck the media.
They also changed that, Rob, a little bit, where it was like in the first version where if he dies, he dies. It's like a reporter that's asked him, he's like, what about his medical condition? Like, Drago's going to know. I can't remember what the reporter said. It's some stupid cut. Like, they just cut that out. He just says it, looks at him basically like, if he dies, he dies. Like, it makes him seem a little bit more bloodthirsty in that way because no reporter asked him the question about his health. So, little minor changes like that, but I felt the flow was much better. If you're looking for my opinion, which one better, hands down, I know we're not here yet to the thing, but hands down, the director's cut.
Oh, if you're only going to watch one version of this film.
Oh, yeah, watch. Unless you're into the campy stuff. The
director's cut.
If you're into campy robots, like, go for it, right? Like,
I honestly, for the funeral scene alone, I say watch this movie. Like, that shit moved me. And watching, I was like, was this? Because he's in the theatrical cut, he gives a bullshit eulogy.
He gives another like water.
It's not as good.
It's not as much. I think it.
It's not
again,
as real.
It really shows that he's having more breakdown with this Paul's death than just.
Yes. And like the shit where they're watching their first fight.
Yeah,
and like Apollo's like,
they keep your chin up or whatever. I should have had my chin up.
Yeah, that, and he's like, you know, as soon as you stop doing this, you're nothing to him.
Right.
You could just see, you know, how he's just lost.
Right.
And honestly, commentating, man.
Yeah.
Commentating, bro. Professional wrestling. It's all out there for you. You saw how
so
great
much
he
in
looked.
85. Yeah.
Mr. T was in WrestleMania 4 against Roddy Piper, I believe, around 1985, 1986. There's not as much money, but he could keep in the public eye. He's good on a mic. I'm saying he could have done well in the WWF at that point.
Sure.
He could have made some money on the side, at least. There's something out there that could have kept him in the public spotlight, other than trying to just push this exhibition. Another thing, there's a meeting with Rocky that's different between the theatrical and the director's cut. The meeting with Rocky and the boxing commission.
Yeah,
that's a really cool part of this movie that should have been in. Where Rocky's like, I want to fight this guy. They're like, Rocky, the exhibition went poorly.
Right, and he has no other fight.
Yeah, he has zero fights. He can't get a title.
The guy died. Yeah, like we're not. That's why he ends up going to Russia. Then again, they kind of make it look like he
goes to Russia to beat him on his turf for America. And I like they're like, he hasn't fought anybody. And he just killed a guy.
Right.
We're not going to sanction this shit. I liked that a lot. There's a lot. It's a great movie. Either version.
Yeah. We're not there yet.
You're going to see
a lot of
sweaty, sweaty dudes. Yeah. Did you see how fast Dolph Lundgren got all sweaty in the fight?
Why is everything wet?
Like, they are spraying him with a lot of water bottles.
Yeah, there's a lot of sweat.
Apollo, too. Like, Apollo, the first fight starts. He's dancing around, you know, living in America. It's all good. Using way too much energy. Looks fantastic.
Yeah.
But if it's a real boxer, using way too much energy dancing with James Brown.
Right.
Way too much. You got to fight a guy. Yep. You got to keep your center, man.
But it was also showing that he was overconfident. At least, you know, in the first one, he says he would watch him fight or something. I don't in the first one.
He watched amateur fights.
Yeah, I don't know if they kept that in the director's cut, though. I think they cut that part out.
I don't think they did.
Yeah, yeah. But
I think he just says he's a bum.
Right, but I think for the first one, it's like he's just really overconfident that he's going to dance around this guy and just have him on the ground quickly, right? Like, he even says at one point, I'll be right back or something, like, you know, like, see you soon.
I love the line. Does that count as a horror movie line? I'll be right back?
Yeah.
He dies.
He dies. Yeah.
He says it and he dies.
Right. But, you know, he made mistakes. Clearly, he made mistakes. He's dead. But, you know, like, that was one of them was underestimating.
Well, as soon as Drago starts beating him, and, like, they go into close-ups, A, he's bloody as shit. He has so much water on his body. Yeah. Like, Drago hit him so hard that his sweat glands were like, oh, we give the fuck up. Have all the water. Yeah.
They wanted them to always be sway. Like, the second fight, they hadn't even started yet. And they were showing both of them. I can't remember Drago what the shot was. So they were both drenched. Both of them were just drenched.
Well, that's because they're in Moscow and it was cold and they had the heat way up in the arena because it was so cold outside.
And not a sweat bead on anybody else in the stadium.
No. They got to focus on the fight.
They had like the heat lamps instead of regular balls. They had those heat lamp balls over the ring. So if this is a real fight, do you think the ref would be call it down the middle like he does?
For the end? Which fight?
Yeah, the second fight. The fight in Rush. Do you think the Russian ref...
No, I think he would have been more... Yeah, I think he would have been going to war for the Russian side. He's going to get car-bombed later on.
Yeah, you know he's... Like, all right, so Drago gets knocked down, and, like, Rocky does his Rocky celebration where someone has to lift him in the air, and it's like, Rock, read the room. These people in real life would fucking murder you.
No, the crowd turned towards Rocky. I don't know if you saw it.
In real life, he's not turning him. Yes, they're storming it.
In movie life, he solved the Cold War. I don't think you got that concept.
No, I got it. I'm saying if it happened in real life, he's still going to try and do the Rocky pose, and it's going to be a riot. And they'll be like, remember when that American boxer beat our champion and we ripped the flesh off his bones?
That's just the propaganda talking ring. That wouldn't really have happened. They would have just flown him back to the airport and sent him on home.
Like, you think Adrian's getting out of that fucking Russian gulag?
I was surprised they even flew her out there at some... Like, did she fly private out there? And then, like,
they have money. He's the champ.
Right.
She flew private. She got out there. Did they fuck before the fight? They've been separated for months.
It depends on his superstition. Yeah, some athletes have rules on that.
No, especially in boxing, it'll fuck your core up.
Yeah, so he probably did not.
You can't shoot a load on your wife.
Bony, the wild mambo, the hunk of chunky.
If he's
the fight.
If he's willing to leave her and his kid behind to go out there, he's going to wait a few more days. He's got to focus.
Yeah, but like, you've been separated from your wife. I think it's the worst time for her to show up. I get why she did. But we're just animals at some point. I'm just saying they definitely would have banged.
Well, maybe that put him over the top then. Maybe he would have lost. Maybe that was Apollo's problem.
I don't think Mitch would have liked it.
Apollo was with like one of those... sorry, he was married. Maybe he was with his wife.
Was there. How dare you?
I forgot. Even though they showed her disapproving, like, call the fight all the time, somehow I forgot because she really has no lines or anything.
Except stop the fight? I feel bad for Apollo.
Yes,
it would have been weird if Adrian flew out with Apollo's wife for this fight in Russia to go see the man who murdered her husband. It's a weird button to put on it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she was watching at home. Was this on PPV? What was it pay-per-view back in 85 or was it like Spectrum Vision or something?
Oh,
would
you have to go to a movie theater?
Yeah. Like if you were watching a boxing match in 85.
I don't know. I didn't watch many boxing matches in 85. I can't help you. Because we didn't start.
I just stopped watching boxing matches till like the late 90s when they
became. Yeah, Tyson.
I watched later after prison Tyson. Like I wasn't watching Tyson Douglas in the Tokyo Dome.
So I definitely
watched him beat some tomato cans after he got out of prison.
Yeah,
I did watch him lose in his last fight in the MCI Center. That was just depressing when he sat on the stool.
I don't remember. You went there live? You watched it live?
No, I went to a party. Oh. We all watched it. We were just like, you know, Tyson fights used to be over really fast, and you'd be depressed that way that he beat the guy so fast. Yeah. This one, Tyson just, you know, ages a motherfucker, gets all of us, except Rocky.
Right.
Rocky's ageless, because, forgive me if I'm wrong, but if Rocky won, he was already, like, done. He was older.
He's been done in every movie he's been in.
It's been like a decade since he was like a tomato can done.
Yeah, it's the heart, Reagan. You're forgetting the heart.
Okay, he's got miles and miles of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter at a certain point.
I think this movie proves otherwise. Not only could it beat a better opponent, better younger opponent, it could also, yes, hit the burning heart.
But the soul still burns.
Thank you, producer. That's one of the songs. I think that was one of the songs in there. And so his heart could beat him and solve the Cold War. I think you're not understanding that it was also his heart did that. Yes.
I mean, he looks fantastic. Sly looks great in this. Yeah. Makes me want to take HGH immediately. Like, so much. I don't even give a shit.
You've got to look in the check out our back catalog for the last our Rambo movie we did, whatever Rambo that was.
It's just called Rambo.
Rambo, yeah. That's where you get the HGH. So do you like that body? Because that's what you're going to get with the HGH.
I would literally murder a homeless person for that body right now.
Okay, well, that's extreme.
I'm kidding. Of course, I would.
I mean, you could probably take some HGH and work out a little bit and get there. Yeah,
I'd have to wear out so much. But if I'm going for like Apollo's body or even Mr. T in the back.
You've got the wrong skin tone for both of those bodies. I just want to let you know.
They looked so good.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I want to look that good. I know. So, I don't think surgeries, pigmentation surgeries.
Let's not go there. I don't think you want to change yourself. Probably a little bit if you turned yourself to a black man at 40. What are you now? 44.
John Rigo.
Yeah. I think people would look down on that decision. Yes.
All right. Yeah. I'm never going to look as good as Apollo Creed in this movie. It's what you're telling me.
You can look good. Maybe you look like Dolph. You don't look like Dolph? You get the buzz cut. You can say things like,
not really.
You will lose. Or, you know,
I must break you.
Yeah.
I win for me. Yeah. For me.
Right. That was also a Cold War propaganda thing where he's like, I'm not going to fight for this war machine and listen to this.
They go back to that a little bit in Creed 2.
Okay.
Because Drago's back in Creed 2, if you guys haven't seen Creed 2.
I have not seen either Creed
2. Did you see Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
The guy with the knife fist. The
rings? I was going to say.
The guy with the sword on the arm.
Yeah.
The boss fight. That's the guy who plays Drago Jr. Razor Fist. Plays Drago Jr.
Okay.
Brigitte Nielsen comes back.
Okay.
But Drago has a bad life after this movie, after losing this.
I can imagine. He should have defected, you know, like, and come on over. But he was military, right? So they can do whatever they want.
We used to get cool defection stories all the time, like Pavel Bure, Sergei Fedorov.
Yeah.
For athletes, America will get you here.
Yeah, but we had Rocky.
I guess that really doesn't happen anymore. Right. I know, but we could always use another boxer in the pipeline.
Yeah.
The Siberian Express or whatever. Yakov Smirnov, we got that guy out of the country immediately.
Yeah.
Producer's note, uses you or something like that, you know. Do you guys have any more?
I mean, we could probably talk about it all night, but I think we've covered everything.
I know, we've gone long on it. Soviet Russia, producer podcast you. There, I got it out there. The all great Yakov Smirnov jokes. And if you're so young, you're like, who is that guy? Google it.
Yeah.
Google it.
Bing it.
Bing that bitch. Bing that bitch.
Yeah. All right. Ask Jeeves. He'll know.
Excited.
Yeah.
Is Excite still searching?
I'm sure it's not. It probably has like links to like games or something on it now. That's it.
That's it.
This domain's available. Yeah.
Let's go to a quick little break and we'll come back with a game right after this. Ding, ding.
My son will break your boy.
And we're back from that break. Round two. You guys know what time it is. Pop quiz, Hotshot.
Yeah, I heard you, Hotshot. What? I said, Hotshot.
We're joined by our producer, E.
Game on, good guys. Been having a lot of fun hearing the play-by-play of the epic fights that were in Rocky IV. Also, did you see that stat? I don't know. I couldn't remember if you guys had brought it up, but how much of the movie was a montage?
Oh, I guessed it was around 20 to 30 minutes, but I don't know if that's...
It is an estimated 31%. 31% of the movie is some form of montage.
So montage / flashback to another film.
Yes. Either flashback to the film.
I think that was just for the original theatrical cut. So if you include the stuff that they've added for the director's cut, it might go up. It might be closer to 40% of the movie. I mean, it does fly by. All right. But for today's game, we are going to play a little game called Uppercut or Upper Nut. I'm going to give you a character, a famous fight scene, a famous moment in action movie history. And you're going to tell me, does the character finish the guy off with an uppercut or with a nutshot? And that's it. Okay. It's basically a 50-50. Right?
I guarantee Jean-Claude Van Damme is in this list.
Can you guys, Rob, if you could, please help me keep score. We are going to play uppercut or upper nut. I think you guys have the rules. We'll hit that game show music. And up first, Johnny Cage for Mortal Kombat.
Which
I would be talking about the games, by the way, not Lyndon Ashby.
So is it like one of his special finishers or like finish him and I have to be like left back up, 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 BBB, two, you know, all that shit that I can never remember just by describing it.
Wait, so we're talking about the video game, not the fight, not any of his fights from Mortal Kombat, the movie.
Well, I'm going to say it's a nut punch, but he also does that in the movie.
He does both, I feel like, in the game, doesn't he? Or I don't know which version of the game. He definitely does a nut punch in the game.
Yep, I'll say nuts.
I'm going to say crotch. I'm going to say crotch.
Okay, I think you guys
he have does a split.
Yeah. This one, I am giving to everybody.
Johnny Cage wins.
Because he technically does both. His finishing move is an uppercut that knocks his head off. But his famous special move is a split into a nut punch. So, technically both. Excellent work. And now, Ram, you asked for it, and now you have it. Frank Dukes from Bloodsport.
All right, he does the splits a lot. Like when he's fighting the Ihana guy, right? He does the split. And I believe, is it the belly or is it the dick that he punches them in? Let me check out back catalog. From
dick.
Bloodsport.
It's another crotch shot.
All right, I'll say it's crotch shot. I think it is. And he's like,
I'll say uppercut.
All right, the nuts have it. It was a nut shot versus the Sumidori. He hits him in the nuts, and then he gets up, and then he doesn't fall down. So he sort of walks over and then pushes him, and then he collapses. But it is actually the nut shot that took him out. Excellent work. All right, next up, Monster Squad. How is the Wolfman taken out?
Okay, that's crotch.
Silver shot. Bullet? No, there was definitely a kick to the crotch in that movie. I'm saying there's a kick to the crotch.
I'll say crotch since you guys remember. I don't remember
it
that.
It kicked him in the nards.
Oh, nards, right, yeah,
that
nards.
That is correct.
Yeah,
that is what I was looking for.
Wolfman's got nards!
Excellent work, Rob.
I remember a thumbs up from that movie. I remember bogus.
That was it. All right, next up, Ric Flair, famous finisher.
Nuts.
Reagan's too confident. That's definitely nuts. I think
Ric Flair is famous for the cheap shot.
I'll have to go with that.
It's,
I have no idea.
He'll go to his knees and it looks like an uppercut of the nuts.
Oh, so is it like a dual thing? I think it might be a trick here. I think this is
he's like boom up there. Yeah. It's like a nut uppercut. Yeah. I'm gonna say the nuts are definitely involved in the uppercut.
All right. Yes.
Woo!
I am Ric Flair, the president of the United States.
Kind of a trick question again. It is actually an uppercut to the nuts. So, but it almost looks like he's hitting, his hand goes way past because it comes out the other side. It's like he's hitting you with the bicep, right? Or like the crease in your elbow. But excellent work. You guys have
it. You know, it's like when you're kids, you want to pretend you're hitting your buddy in the nuts. And you don't really hit him in the nuts.
Okay. Another famous combat movie. We've talked about it a lot. It's been rummaging around the bag. It's never come out though. Rounders. Mike McD versus Teddy KGB.
I don't remember the fight.
What? Wait.
Yeah.
I mean, he stuck it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be something.
I'm going crotch.
I'll say uppercut for this one.
I'll say crotch.
Wait. Does he say at some point, you kick me in the nuts? Like, does he say that? No. Oh, okay.
Why you fold the nuts?
Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
He beats it. Yeah. But he has.
No, he folds the nuts. He has the nuts. He folds the nuts. It's nuts.
Nuts? All right, I go nuts. I'll go nuts. Fine.
You found me out again. Yeah. That is correct.
If you don't have my money.
Mike McD beats him because he flopped the nuts straight.
Why you fold that hand? That's when he throws the Oreos. Fucking awesome.
Next up, Star Trek The Undiscovered Country. Captain Kirk versus random blue alien prisoner.
That's nuts. He kicks him in the knee.
That's right. Not everybody's genitalia is in the same place.
Yeah. Right? When Kirk fucks that shapeshifter, at least they do some hand stuff.
You guys are absolutely killing this quiz. That is correct. Yeah. Although he is so famous for doing the two-handed uppercut against many a foe, in this specific scene, what he does is he kicks the guy in the knees, but that's where his nuts are.
He does use both feet, doesn't he?
It was an upper nut.
I think he kicks both legs out at both knees.
The blue alien changes color. He hits him so hard, he changes color. This was an upper nut. Excellent work.
And you don't fuck with Starfleet, son.
Okay, Next up, to close this out. Well, I've got a bonus, but to close this out, Rocky V. How does Rocky, in the street fight, finish Tommy Gunn?
Oh, he hits him in the nuts.
You're very confident. I was going to give this one an uppercut, but I'll say nuts then, too.
Right, I have no idea. They've all been nuts so far.
Then I'll go uppercut. I think this one's an uppercut.
It is indeed an uppercut.
Oh, you can!
He uppercuts him into a bus.
I was going to say, it's a little dirty that Rocky nuts shut something.
That's not Rocky.
What a way to go out. And then,
it's
and
so then, funny.
It's the end of the saga, you know, until Rocky Balboa starts. What if that was the last move?
He cheats and he nuts. But every other one was nut shot, so I wasn't going to go off the gravy train until I had to.
All right. Well, you haven't lost yet, because here's how we're going to do this. Rob, do you have the score for us?
Yes. Ryan got everything right, and then Reagan and I each missed one.
Okay. So your score, you can wager as much of it as you want and answer this final question, and whoever gets the answer for this final question will win those points. That way, everybody has a chance here. All right?
I wager it all, Alex.
All right. So you're going to wager all of your points, Rob.
I got it.
All right.
I mean, I could just sit on it and hope you guys get it wrong, but that I don't. I guess I'll just sit. Can I still attempt to answer the question, though, for fun?
You could guess one.
Right.
And, I mean, we still lose either way. And if not, we all tie. Or no, we just house you at that point.
I'm guessing none, because I want a perfect score. I say, you know, like, I don't want to jeopardize the perfect score.
There you go. All right. Yeah. So everybody's got their strategy picked out. So here's what we're going to do. In UFC 4.
I didn't bet anything. Thank God.
This is a couple before, famously, Oleg Taktarov wins the entire championship. Submission. This is UFC 4, where a little your boy by the name of Joe Sun fights Keith Hackney. And you will recall that this, we talked about Joe Sun when we were going over Austin Powers, right? We know all of the trouble that he got into. Well, he gets into a little bit of trouble in this fight, too. The other guys got him held down. He's trying to submit Joe-san. He's got him locked up. But Joe-san has a vital area that is free and open to being hit. And hit it does get. How many times does Joe-san get punched in the nuts in a row at UFC 4? That is the question. So give me the number. And if you get it, be able to overtake Ryan. But if you don't get it, then Ryan wins with a perfect score. The stakes have never been higher, guys.
Never been higher. Yeah. I just want to say, how many it would take for me to immediately give up? Less than one. Right. He could just do that, like, fake out where he just hovers and, like, flicks it. You know, he comes in, he stops right before and flicks it. And like, nope, tapping out. But I'm going to say Joe-san took 12 dick shots.
I'm going to go with 3.
And I'll just say 7 for my vote. But, you know, I didn't bet anything. So that's where we are.
All right. You guys, unfortunately, did not overtake Ryan. Ryan gets to hold on to his perfect score. Finally, he's got one in the bag. But I will tell you, the number of nut shots that Joe Sun took was 20.
You missed the first time. Then you got them both the second time.
Holy moly.
No. But
excellent
it
work,
Ryan. It
goes
numb at some point, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know how he survived that many. But the clip will be in the show notes. So take a look. It's painful to watch. It's painful to think about.
Has anyone taken more than one nut shot at a time?
No, thankfully.
Yeah, we've all been hitting the tick. No one's come up and given
you remove
us seconds
yourself
on that dessert. Yeah, you roll to the side and you hope to take some kidney.
Well, in the octagon, there's no place to hide. But excellent work, Ryan. Good game, good guys. And this time, Ryan, a winner is you.
Thank you. Cosby for Rocky IV. It seems silly that we're here and we need to actually say, oh, is this good or not? It's Rocky IV, people. This movie was great in 1985. It was great in 1995. It was great in 2005. And guess what? It's great in 2024. Both versions. If you're going to only watch one, watch the director's cut. It's an incredible movie. Super Koji. Rob, what'd you think of Rocky IV?
Yeah, I'm a little torn on this one. It was a much better movie before I rewatched it in my mind. And not having seen the director's cut, I probably would have wanted to watch that version. It almost felt like a chore to me watching this movie. I don't know why.
I don't like where we're going.
Maybe it may also just be this Rocky series of movies is just not really for me. So I'm not saying
any of them.
You know, I mean, I have not seen them all.
Like, Rocky's saying some weird shit right now. Like, you wait till the end of the episode to say some weird shit.
I would have loved to see the version that didn't have the robot, or, you know, had some more more character development with Apollo, or, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. I did enjoy the fights. I'm not saying it's a bad movie, but for me, I was just like, I was a little bored with it. I like the fights. They kept me, like, I could have used another fight in there. Throw one in the middle or something, you know, give me a little more action or something. So, yeah, I went back and forth on whether I think this was a good or bad movie. I think it's still, the theatrical cut is an okay movie. And it's, and I think, but if someone was going to watch this and me not even seeing the director's cut, I would say, no, don't watch the theatrical cut. Consider that dead and just go watch the director's cut. Just hearing you guys talk about it and knowing the differences, I could say that, you know, you don't watch this version.
You would like the director's cut a lot.
Yeah.
I think so.
You'll like it a lot.
Think so. I don't think it would solve all your problems, but you would like it a lot.
I think it would solve a lot of problems.
Like, again, I don't want to go in and saying this movie is problematic. I just think it's not for me. Like, I think it's well done. I think it's fine. I don't know. It's like the most middle of the road Ko is Fine I can give you. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm gonna give it to Ko is G, but I'm just like,
Man, Rob dancing a tightrope giving us come on is okay and come on is fine in the same show. But Ryan, what you think about Rocky IV?
I mean, I enjoy Rocky IV either way. There's campiness to Rocky IV, but just it's one of those nostalgia punches I'm gonna watch a little bit. I didn't remember a lot of I put the robot out of my mind. I put a lot of the, you know, like the silliness out of my mind, a lot of the reusing montages. But when I watched the director's cut, I was like, this is a lot better. Like, it solves a lot of the problems. I was like, they should really try to kind of sweep the other one under the rug and make this one like more readily available. I would think it would solve a lot of your problems, Rob. You would like it much better. If you're not a Rocky guy, this isn't going to like knock your socks off or make you want to get into the franchise.
You're not going to run out and see the other Rockies based on the director's cut.
It keeps the same general tone of the movie, just gets rid of a lot of the, it kind of makes it feel a little less super 85'd, and it gets rid of a lot of the weird, awkward silliness and just kind of packages it better. But Ko is G. I would recommend people watch either version, honestly, but if you have a choice and they're both free, do the director's cut. And I think, looking at Real Good Online, there's an ultimate director's cut coming out, or at least, unless that's some kind of weird...
Well, they find another montage lane somewhere? They got to shove it in there?
I don't know. I just said Real Good had two listings of the director's cut, which had some rentable ones, and then a coming soon of the ultimate director's cut. So I don't know if that's a real thing or not. I'm just saying, I saw it out there in the ether. It may happen. I don't know if that was just a duplication typo or something, but I mean, if it comes out, I'll watch it now, just to see what... But I can't imagine what much else...
What it's going
to
add?
Yeah. Right, more scenes from Rocky 1, 2, and 3. I don't know what they do. But anyways... Ko is G.
But there you have it. By unanimous decision. Of course, Rocky IV is. Come on. It's still good. Roll credits. The good guys win.
Sequels are made. Make sure to stay till after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Rocky IV. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are Ko is G Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, leave us a 5-star review. You must rate us, or we must break you. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend. Tell them we have the Eye of the Tiger. It's all... for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good, guys, this is your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the Ko is G, anger is dangerous. It makes people do stupid things.
Boat.
He's like, I want to say he should be in bed right now, but
I would literally murder a homeless person for that body right now.
Okay, well, that's extreme.